My name is Jess Perlitz. The title of the piece is Chorus. I traveled around to a variety of prisons in the United States and gave people the prompt, if you could sing a song and have that song heard, what would it be? And recorded people singing, people who are currently incarcerated. My installation is in the cell. When somebody enters into the space, it triggers the audio to start, and there's one voice that's singing a song. It is kind of a beautiful ballad when it's one voice. And then a number of seconds later, another voice starts. And then another voice starts. And then as more voices get added in, it becomes incredibly overwhelming and almost unbearable to be in that space, but also hearing just that cacophony of voices layered over each other. The minute anybody enters or exits the space, it starts over again with one solitary voice. So it's not necessarily that when you enter the space, it's also that if somebody else comes in to join you, it's the minute the solitude of the space or that barrier is broken, you have a moment of respite and you go back to that kind of one hopeful voice. When I was thinking about the history of solitude, that prisoners were meant to have that space to be able to reckon with God, and that people very quickly started going insane. There was something about that desire that was hopeful, that they were trying to figure out how they were going to help people, and that very quickly it became overwhelmingly awful.